You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So Yaakov Inalov Shalom informed Yosef HaSadiq that he had a special weapon. It's called Cherev and Keshet. He informed them that I took over Emori, Beharbi, Vashti. So he had a special nice Cherev. What type was it? Where was it made? So Chazak Baruch Onglos explains that he meant Beharbi, Vashti. Cherev means, no, Cherev. Cherev means
sword.
And Geshet. Geshet, what does Geshet mean?
Bow.
It means bow. So, sword and bow resembles? Tefillah. Yes. So, how come in the Torah doesn't say, well, Yaakov Inalov Shalom did not inform his dear son, Yosef HaSadiq, you know, I was reading Tehillim. Why he has to tell him, I use my sword and bow.
Because you have to watch your mouth, because it's like a sword and a bow.
The mouth is like?
Sword. And a bow.
He has the
like
side that. Effect of the sword. And it's like a bow. Mouth. But it doesn't say arrow, it says bow.
Right.
Doesn't mention it. Do you kill the enemy with the bow or with the arrow?
Yeah.
But it doesn't say. It says with sword and bow.
The bow is the source of the power behind the arrow.
But you cannot use the arrow by itself?
No.
No?
No,
let's say enemy is standing right in front of you. You cannot use the arrow?
Yes.
Why not? Same thing, you use the sword, so then you use the same thing. No, if the enemy is right in front of you, what's the difference between arrow and a sword? It's the same thing. The same way you're using the sword, use the arrow. No?
Yes. In a way, you have an arrow. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You have an arrow, or you have only a bow.
But he doesn't mention arrow, he only mentions a bow. It means. That's what I'm exactly, that's what I'm questioning. How come it doesn't say arrow? It says bow. Oh, you didn't pay attention?
Because
you have a sword already.
Right, so that's...
That's for the close contact, right? We have the sword. So now for the far long distance, far away, what do you use?
Bow and arrow.
He didn't say arrow. He says bow. Beharbi ubgashti. It says in the Torah. No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So it's only for show.
Let's see. See? Sorry? How about?
The bow. So what do you mean by the bow?
That's No, the first question was, Hakam doesn't mention tefillah. If Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom meant that I was praying, so to say, I was praying with palarti, chananti, saakti. You know, we could say all these things. No? You're waiting for me?
Yeah.
Cherev. Say?
Yirah.
Yeah, that's true. So now cherev, who can use the cherev? Only soldiers?
Close fight.
No, who can use it? What age?
13?
Yeah. Sword? You give it to 3 years old. You cannot harm anybody?
Why
is it? You give me a small sword. Why is it? No, real one. The real one.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's holding the sword.
Yes,
it matters.
Yes.
I know, but today, like let's say a kid 6-7 years old. Uh-huh. Now you give him a sword.
No?
They don't know the technique.
No, let's say you're confronting somebody, a kid, like let's say you know the So if he has a sword, it doesn't scare you?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, good. So now here obviously, if in the Torah says tefillah, so what does it mean tefillah? So what kind of impression would give us?
Only depend on Hashem.
Tefillah. Like let's say you wanted to get baracha, who do you go to? You go to a 3-year-old kid and says, now give me a Misha Barach?
No.
You wouldn't go, right? Because you're picky about tefillah. What does it mean? That means you feel his tefillah is greater than him, or his rabbi is holier than him, right? True. But here's what Tosha says, no. If Tosha would say that Yaakov and Avshalom prayed, say, oh, tefillah, so you become selective. But he said, no. The same way that the sword can harm, no matter who's holding it, no matter who is mitpalel, his tefillah will be accepted. So that means sometimes you say, who am I? You know, maybe Hashem doesn't like my tefillah. Maybe I cannot do the tefillah that I'm supposed to do. You know, Rabbeinu Arashash, Rabbeinu Babasani, you know, me. He says, no. Tefillah is a sword. I mean, no matter who is holding it, it works. So now, it says keshet. Where's the arrow? Where's the arrow? So, the use of the bow, when is it needed? When is it needed?
To shoot the war.
Far away, long distance, because you have the sword already. For the
close contact.
So now, do you have a bow? Do you know how to use a bow? How do you use a bow?
You have to pull it back.
Pull it back. The more? Yeah. So now if you pull it a little bit, how far is it going to go?
Close.
No, a little bit.
Close.
It's going to fall down here. But if you pull it more?
It goes far.
Yeah. So now when you pull it, the bow, where does it go when you're pulling it?
To your chest.
To your
chest. Your left. Your heart.
What's in your chest?
Heart.
Oh, that's interesting. So that means the more your tefillah is pulled toward your heart, it goes
higher.
Chazak Baruch Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. Yeah. Of course, we have to know the meaning. You have to, you know, be on time. You have to put, you know, we have to preparation for our tefillah. These are very, 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 very important points. Very important points. But most of all, plus all of these important details, you have to know how to pull it toward your heart. The closer you pull it toward your heart, goes Tachat Kisei HaKavod, on the throne of Ribbono Shel Olam. So now here, there's an interesting point that why Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom even mentioning such a thing. Why is he saying such a thing? He says, "Becharbi v'gashti v'kachti temuri." Who went to Shechem? Who?
Shimon Levi.
So when did she went there and they wiped out Shechem? Who is supposed to take over Shechem? It's theirs. It's theirs. They did all the work. They went there and wiped up. He says, no. It's mine. I say, what do you mean? You're sitting home, you're having your tea with Nana. So now you're telling me the Shechem is mine? Why? Because he prayed for them to be able to come back safe. So now he took it and gave it to who? So now here is an unbelievable point. Let's say somebody comes to you, it's a Mordechai. I need some money. You say, Misha, Hashem, we give you $5 million.
Amen.
Don't forget the master. So now he goes, makes some business, and here it is, $5 million. So who gained the money actually? Who caused the money would come? Who is it belong to? To Mordechai! Because he gave him the Mishaberach, the Karov, Mazat Hashem.
Amen.
So here we see a beautiful thing that when you meet Palel for somebody, no matter what, to become healthy, to have a Zivuk, Amen, Mazat Hashem, have children. So now that means by you praying for them, it belongs to you. That's what we see here. Shimon and Levi, they put their life in danger. They went to Shechem, wiped out the whole city. So he has to give it to them. He says, no. I was doing all the work. What are you doing? Shila Malod Esayinaya Harim. I was praying for you. So that means, don't think you did it. It was all because of me. So it belongs to me. That's what the Harbib Rashti is all about. That means through your tefillah, you're able not only to make things happen, actually it belongs to you. It's yours. They think it's theirs, but it's not true. Because you did the real work. That means you see something happen around the world.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.